Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We've covered a lot of ground today there, my friend.
Let me kind of talk about one of the pieces that we had a conversation with Miles today.
Yeah.
And I want to bring this up to you because we mentioned at the beginning of the show talking about gut feel.
Yeah.
Miles came on the show in right after talking about the global economy, and he touched on one area called alternative investments.
Right.
And today, there's a lot of fear out there with what's happening in the future, so the stock market looks risky. On the other end, bonds, fixed income, right. GICs, savings accounts are offering next to nothing. After inflation and taxes, you're guaranteed to go broke safely.
Yeah, if you're sitting in cash, as an example,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you've got two asset classes.
Mm-hmm. Traditional.
And cash as a third asset right. class. These traditional asset classes either provide a high volatility with potential return or no real return, but less volatility or no volatility. Mm-hmm. There's nothing out there that can kind of give you the best of both worlds.
Well, there's a gap. Like when you know, if you're watching this on video, you would see, but on radio, it won't translate as well. But you've got these bookends you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
On the one hand, the potential to make return, but you know, higher risk and perhaps valuations high. This other bookend with no return, but very low volatility. And there's this big gap in the center.
Yeah.
Right?
So what we've done for over 10 years now has we've introduced this program or this concept called the five-pillar investment strategy
right.
approach. And in that approach, two of the five pillars is alternative investing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would do a disservice to our listeners if we didn't explain or go into alternative investing.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's an area that people need to educate themselves around, given the environment you've just laid out, right? We've got to look to at least for some piece of our investment portfolio, we think, to some non-traditional sources,
yeah.
right? But you've got to educate yourself about this, and you've got to get proper advice on it to make sure that it's put properly into
it's
your portfolio.
Suitable for it's your situation.
Suitable. That's
yeah.
right. Okay, well, let's start with an alternative asset class that most people will be familiar with, but perhaps won't define it as that. Gold.
Excellent.
Okay, it's an alternative to traditional stocks, so we're not talking about the miners.
Yeah, we're talking about
bullion.
The commodity itself.
That's right, right? So commodities are alternative asset classes, right?
Yeah.
Now, gold, silver, people will be familiar with that. Most people aren't investing directly in, say, oil or natural gas and whatnot. They'll have the E&P companies or...
Yeah, they'll have a company that works on the commodity, but not commodity itself.
So when we say alternatives, it doesn't have to be crazy and exotic, okay? It can be things that you already know about,
correct.
Okay? Now, does gold perform the same way as a bond does? Does it perform the same way a stock does when we talk about the bullion? It doesn't. So it's alternative to those asset classes.
Correct.
Okay? Now, whether or not anybody should have that in their portfolio, again, just get proper advice about whether you should or you shouldn't. But that's a good example of an alternative. Now, we can get more exotic, right?
Yeah.
So, Faisal, if you want exposure to things like infrastructure, so a lot of government money going into building dams and highways and toll bridges and roads and whatever.
A train going from Calgary to Banff.
Right, right. All over the world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Trillions of dollars. So another alternative asset class that is available through various mechanisms are investments in infrastructure.
Yeah.
Not just in Canada, right?
Around
anywhere
the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an alternative asset class. Let's go a little bit more exotic.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go into the stock market. Okay. So let's say that we want stock market exposure, but I don't necessarily want all the risk of the stock market if it falls.
Yeah.
How can I create a strategy or protect myself against, you know, these big potential falls if that's a concern? You can do hybrid strategies.
Hybrid. Okay.
Okay. Now, I'll introduce the notion of long-short strategies. Miles indicated that earlier.
Yeah.
Well, what the heck is a long short strategy?
Yeah.
Well, traditional investing, when we invest in a company, we hope it goes higher.
Yeah.
You buy low. We make money when it goes higher.
Buy low, sell high.
It's called a long position.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how do you either protect or profit if a security, company, bond, whatever the case may be, falls in value? Well, Well, we call that a short position.
So that's selling high, buying it back lower.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I don't think we should go through the mechanics of it. If anybody's interested in how exactly you profit on a short sale, we'd be happy to go through it with you. But there's some unique risks to short selling that you don't have in taking a long position. For instance, if the idea is I sell a security high and I have to buy it back cheaper to make money, well, what if that security keeps going up in value?
Yeah, you have unlimited risk on the upside.
Right, you have unlimited risk. So that, you know, that's not suitable and appropriate for most investors, right?
Yeah.
But if I can pair things up together, right? So if I can have a long position and a short position on two companies in the same industry, I can really mitigate risk relative to the industry.
Yeah.
And then I can play the relative movement of the two companies.
Yeah.
Right? So I can create an environment where if a market is moving down, I can profit. Or if it's moving up, I can profit. Don't hear guarantee anything I've said.
Yeah.
Again, seek advice on these things.
And
if
Miles
new to
talked
you.
About this, and he said, by putting in an alternative investment, like a long short, as mm-hmm. an example, what you're doing is getting another cylinder in your engine.
Exactly.
That if things are going up and this asset class doesn't perform well,
right.
that's okay because you've got multiple cylinders.
Right.
If markets are going down, stocks or bond market goes down,
right.
this cylinder might be able to outperform.
Right.
So you've got another tool in the tool belt that helps you build a portfolio and provide you with return and reduce volatility going forward. And I think that's where pension plans have done this for decades.
Yep.
Endowments have done this.
We've done it.
We've done it for over a decade.
And so this is we want to educate people about it because it's becoming more important, right?
I think when we have the concept of all or none,
right?
Stocks or cash,
right?
No bonds, bonds. Stocks and bonds, a balanced portfolio. You're going to hear this in our industry
right.
a lot. You need a balanced portfolio of stocks and bonds. Well, we just talked about the biggest problems in those two asset classes today.
Right.
So you need other tools in your tool belt
right.
to build a portfolio or a foundation for a strong retirement.
Yeah.
And if you can reduce volatility, and I say this time and time again, probably every seminar and webinar,
yeah.
the secret sauce to making a good, strong portfolio.
Long term,
losing less means making more.
Right.
If you can reduce the volatility.
Yeah. In periods where markets are pulling back and you cut the bottom off, right?
Yeah.
You can't afford those 30% falls. Limit that.
When the markets fell 35% in March,
mm-hmm.
our portfolio didn't even fall half that. The recovery for us.
You're talking the growth portfolio.
The growth portfolio.
Yeah, not the income.
Forget
market.
About
yeah.
our income. I'm talking yeah. about our growth portfolio yeah. where we have alternatives.
Yeah.
Where we have bonds and stocks, a well-diversified, multiple tools in our tool belt. During that time, our portfolio didn't fall as bad as the stock market
not
did.
Not even close.
And the recovery for us to get into profit was faster than the market was.
Yeah.
And that's the secret sauce for a great
yeah.
performing long-term bucket of money
right.
that you can use throughout your retirement.
Miles said something really important, and we'll try to end it on this idea. You know, he said that, and this is something that we ascribe to, and we're just talking about from a growth perspective now as you move into retirement, right? You've got to think clearly about what your goals and objectives are.
Mm-hmm.
Because people sometimes, the transition is hard for them from an investment perspective because they've been used to accumulating money, putting money in, and they're shooting for growth, like maximizing growth.
Yeah.
But like Miles said, when you maximize growth, if you're 100% equity exposure, okay, you've got to assume that volatility risk.
Correct.
Right? And as time lanes compress because you need to start taking money
yeah.
from a portfolio, you may not have an extended period of time to recover. And so the rules of investing, particularly for people that are moving into retirement and have a lifestyle to support, have changed fundamentally.
And this is the stuff we talk about on our webinar every single month is how do you compress those swings so you can make more money, lower volatility, increase the probability of success in your retirement. We're going to discuss that on Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR, and we sure hope you're going to tune in again to listen to us next week. Talk to you then.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.